would be very pleased. For me. I'll just write. Great words, and John 14, 15, and 16, and 17 are quite powerful as well. But I wanted to just touch on something that Eileen, we were chatting about last week, and my passion is to see the Bride of Christ encounter Jesus. Because the more we encounter him, the more we become like him. And it's said in the chapter that Brian read that Jesus wanted the world to see that God, his Father, was in him.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I want us to be out there in the streets, in the workplaces, for people to recognize that God is in us, that the love of the Father is in us. And if that's going to happen, and we're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, it means that we need to come into an encounter and a revelation with the person of the Holy Spirit, not just in terms of a nice let's read or whatever, but there's often a power encounter, there's an exchange of power. You know, Paul said, I didn't come with wise and persuasive words, but in demonstrations of the kingdom's power. And what I want to just touch on was that you asked me last week, why do I shake? One of the manifestations of the presence. And also, last week I was coughing up and I've been crying and whatever. So there's been several manifestations of the Spirit on me. And from my point of view, you know, in when the Spirit was poured out in Acts 2, you know, there was an explanation of what the manifestations were. And I just feel like as a church we're going into deeper encounters with God. And I just want to say to everyone, it's a safe place for you to ask me or ask anyone what's going on with you. Because it's not necessarily about whether you shake rock and roll, it's about how you get up.
Amen.
And what the fruit happens.
Amen.
You know, and you know, if we serve an amazing God who is holds the universe in our hands, and Kofi was talking about black holes the other day, and apparently they're the most powerful thing in the universe, they suck everything in. And God holds the universe in his hands. So if I plug myself in to the power source of the universe, then my physical body often reacts as I cannot. I can't make it happen. You know, if I cry and, you know, I'm in touch with the Father's heart and his love for me, that stirs something within me. You know, if I cry out in pain, and there's some cases where some people have been at the front and they've shrieked with pain. When you carry years and years of disappointment and, you know, lies been told against you, when you come into the presence of perfect love, all that stuff has to go somewhere. And it has to come out. It can't exist. And so, you know, for me, what I've seen is, at times, you know, the manifestations of the presence of God on me and on other people have come out in different ways. But if you get, and this is the part, if we get to know each other in community, then we can ask the question, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know, what's going on?
Mm.
You know, how can we support you? How can we ultimately see more and more fruit come from your life? Okay, and which means then we need to be open ourselves to encounters with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Whatever that looks like.
Amen.
You know, I don't care what I do. Mm. My passion is to become more like him.
Amen.
Whether, you know, David, you know, danced in an ephod or whatever he called it, basically naked. Mm. And he got told off by his religious wife or whatever at the time. But I want us to really get to a point where we literally don't care what people think, but we really put Jesus at number one in our life, and we serve him and we passionately go after him. We fall more in love with him. However he chooses to shake our minds up, because that's what he does, we need to be going, right, this is a safe place. And you know, I love the fact that we have the likes of Brian in here who comes in and says, right, this is what you need to do. You know, we've had conversations about angels and stuff like that. There's angels in the Bible. There's also fallen angels and God's angels. But actually, unless we communicate and we can talk about these things, you know, the presence of God is going to become more and more here, because it becomes a safe place. We become united in terms of how we pursue the kingdom. And, you know, I just want us to be completely filled and overflowing in the presence of God. I want us to become that habitation of the presence of God, like Emma Stark prayed, prophesied over us. I want us to host the presence of God in our lives, in our families, and in our workplaces. And we will see the raft is filled with people just coming to know Jesus, because we are just Jesus to other people.
Amen.